let me ask you about what comes next from your perspective. You've threatened contempt charges and even impeachment for Attorney General Pam Bondi. And I wonder, are you at a point where you are prepared to move forward with contempt and impeachment charges against the Attorney General?
Well, as you know, Kristen, Thomas Massie and I brought this up in middle of December. We still have not moved on it because we are trying to give the Justice Department some benefit of the doubt. They did do a release that was significant. I mean, this is the most documents that we have seen released so far in history, but it is not good enough. And so Thomas Massie and I have requested a meeting with the Deputy Attorney General. He said he's open to meeting with members of Congress. He said he's open to explaining why the redactions were done. So I hope that we will have a meeting. If we don't get the remaining files, if we do not get the remaining 302 forms, the remaining prosecution memo from 2019, and if the survivors are not happy, then Thomas Massie and I are prepared to move on impeachment or contempt.